Massachusetts continues to struggle to provide access to mental health care and addiction treatment. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation. The report says both adults and children reported difficulty receiving services last year. The report's authors say they hope this will serve as a call to action to change the mental health care system, and they've outlined several recommendations for how to achieve that. Audrey Shelto, president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation, joins us now to talk about the report. Audrey, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Sure, it's nice to be with you.
So let me start with a big picture question. What are the biggest or most glaring problems you see for people trying to access mental health care and treatment for substance abuse in Massachusetts?
Probably the number one issue is just people getting into the system. You know, when you're initially trying to get an appointment with a provider, you often have to wait a very, very long time. Another very different but related type of issue is major challenges in terms of workforce. You know, there are a lot of programs where we just don't have enough staff.
How does the workforce shortage impact patients?
If you think about, you know, where people go to the emergency department for a mental health or substance use disorder issue, and they need to get out of the emergency room and be transferred to a bed, sometimes there's an issue where there isn't a physical bed available. But oftentimes, there are beds. There just aren't enough people, enough staff. Another challenge around workforce is that there are many psychiatrists in particular, but all types of providers who don't accept insurance.
I have to say there was one statistic that I found in the report. It was just so disturbing. I'm going to read it directly from the report right now. 54% of Massachusetts youth who experienced a major depressive episode received no mental health services in the year that the report covers. It's so frightening when you think about the potential for youth suicide.
Absolutely. It's a really appalling statistic. It's one of the reasons that we really focus in this overall framework on behavioral health reform, really, is what we're calling it, really trying to focus on access to care, you know, getting into treatment, trying to emphasize that primary care doctors and other clinicians should be trained and paid for screening for mental health and substance use disorder conditions so they can help identify kids or adolescents or adults who need help and refer them to treatment.
Who needs to get involved to help accomplish these goals, the goals of making mental health care more accessible?
The recommendation for behavioral health reform that we're making is really going to require a broad group of stakeholders to work on these issues. The problems are very complex. They are not just with the MassHealth program, the public sector. They're with the private sector as well. So I believe in our foundation believes that we need to address this problem related to access to mental health and substance use disorder services in a similar way that we approached the issue of health care coverage and that we've addressed the issue or worked on the issue of health care costs. We really need a cross-functional private sector, public sector, advocates, providers, payers, public and private, employers, to really flesh out what are the issues that we need to address here. How would we implement the recommendations? Because everybody's got a stake in this.
The plan is called a call to action. You've been reading the cards on this kind of thing for a long time now. Do you think that state lawmakers, private business, are ready to move on this, or do they still need more time to try and figure out what to do?
I do think the time is now. We have a really solid understanding of the problems. We're providing a framework for addressing those problems with a set of solutions. There may be other recommendations that people would present. I do think that people are beginning to recognize that we wouldn't accept the types of challenges that we experience in getting mental health or substance use disorder care in getting medical care. So I think that we have sort of reached a tipping point of saying this is not acceptable.
Audrey Shelto is president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation. Audrey, thanks for joining us to talk about
this. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.